Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Before we get into some college stuff, it's something Mike and I feel like we've been talking about this for 2 days because, again, it really didn't have momentum, and then it did. And now, you know, Mike brought it up today in our pre-show, our behind-the-curtain show that we do online, and talking about this. So Raheem Morris was talking about this Michael Penix clip. And Mike, before we move any further, explain to our listeners what this is.
On Wednesday, we're up at the branch, and Michael Penix Jr. Did the media scrum in the media room. And Allison Mastrangelo from Channel 2 asked the question about, and the way I heard the question, and I thought the way she phrased it was, you know, is there anyone you can turn to, you know, for advice? As far as, you know, playing the position, he kind of looked at her kind of funny, like on the field. And it's not like Mike really got the question. In other words, do you talk? And we know for a fact he speaks with his former coach, Kalen DeBoer. Kalen DeBoer told us that, and Mike told us that, you know, a few months ago. So he didn't really get, I think, Allison's question. Talked about, you know, coming home to his fiance and, you know, she having his back. And people then took that and ran with it. There's nobody at Flowery Branch who's coaching him up, speaking to him. He comes off the field the entire week. He sits in a room by himself. You know, and that's the way that Dove Kleeman, which is this fake AI account that aggregates sports takes and takes it for the most titillating parts of it without giving it the context. And so this thing basically got all the way around to where syndicated shows from Colin Cowherd and Rich Eisen are talking about, wow, they're not giving Michael Penix Jr. any help in Atlanta. And to me, it was a complete out-of-context take. You can look at Allison's question and you can judge for yourself, but some folks are still struggling with the concept here.
So, Coach, today, this is Raw addressing this, and I said today on our pre-show, this is what the Falcons should have done 2 days ago. They should have said, hey, we saw this. This is not true. This is not how he answered it. And, you know, the NFL could have backed him on that. But that's neither here nor there. Here's what Raw said today. And the reason why this is important, guys, is because, look, we got enough crap to deal with, okay? Team's struggling. Everybody knows it. Like, let's not just add on fake stuff to add to this situation. Ross quote today, stop looking for stuff on the young man. You don't need this stuff on him. It is what it is. But all of those things people do, it doesn't matter to the effect, it's not going to affect this building. I just feel bad for the kid. He's talking about Michael Penix. I don't want the kid having to deal with stuff that doesn't matter or the stuff that's not real. Let his problems be his problems, like third downs. Let's fix those. He goes on to say that he called this video clip a joke. And he says that he and Penix were laughing about it at practice because obviously they had said, hey, you've seen this. And he says, I just feel bad for the kid. So he's acknowledging that, look, Michael Penix has got enough on his plate, let alone to answer some question in the way that he answered it, in the way it was shaped and formed that, hey, it made it appear this is what he said. So We're just trying to give you the information from where we sit.
And I said this earlier because, you know, social media, as Bo Morgan from the Morning Show, social media is a cesspool. It's everything that drives you crazy about where we're at, because this thing becomes gospel to some people, even here people in our own town. Guys, I'm not a fan of this offensive coaching staff, and the last thing I am is a company man who's going to sit here and defend the Falcons. But as Carl said, they should have gotten out in front of this sooner, because the perception around the league, fair or unfair, true or untrue, is a bad football team is so dysfunctional they're not giving their quarterback help, even though we know that's not the case. You know, and then I still was answering a text today on Twitter, Carl. Well, you don't see him talking to anybody at the game. So you're saying Michael Penix comes off the field and they put a cone of silence on him. No, he's talking to Yates. He's talking to Zach. I mean, yes, should Raheem walk over and talk to him the way that, you know, we saw Vrabel talk to Drake May after he made a mistake? Yes, he should. That should be something Raheem does, you know, but that's apparently not his prerogative. At least I haven't seen it.
404-726-0929. You guys can let us know what you think, but we got enough stuff to deal with.
Right. There's enough weird stuff with this team. We don't need fake stuff, right?
That's it. And I do agree with Raw on that. Like that.
Right.
If there was anything to this, by the way, don't you think we would have talked about it Wednesday when we were there?
Right. We tried to squash it at the end of the show, and we talked about it yesterday. So that's where it's at.
All right. What's up, O? What you got?
I don't want people to conspiracy theorists, anything like that.
Uh-oh. You know, when you preface that, it's like, again, you're going Ricky Bobby. With all due respect, Mr. Dennis, go blank yourself.
It's a velvet painting of a dolphin getting it on, yeah. No, was the third down comment necessary?
No, it was not. By Raheem. No, it was not.
No, but is he lying?
I know he's not lying, but it just feels like in a moment where he's trying to defend his quarterback from taking unnecessary shots, he throws sort of a little jab of his own there, like, oh, yeah, he's a great kid.
A little passive-aggressive. I'm with Oren on that.
Okay. Look, you guys are killing me with this. Look, we want Ra to be honest, and then when he says something that is honest, is Michael Penix struggling on third down or not?
Well, he told the media after the game the offensive line was struggling, and he told us they weren't. So I don't know which side is which here.
I hear you, but I also think, like, that's real. The video clip, however it was manipulated, is
right.
Not.
Correct.
He is struggling on third down. It's a team, and it's an offensive thing. You know what? This is – now I'm pointing at you. You know what? We got enough stuff to worry about, Orr.
I'm just saying, the third down comment and that context right there.
The guy's got enough on his plate without being 0-for-17 on third downs.
I'm just saying, like
– oh, I'm sorry. Did I just say that?
You did.
Coach Raheem Morris.
Just of all the things to kind of like – just to – that third down comment just seemed very out of place. Now, you want to call me soft, call me soft. I don't care. But in that moment right there, when you're trying to defend your quarterback, like, yeah, he's a great kid, except he stinks on third down. But other than that, though, it's great. Everything's great.
All right. Well, you know what? And they do stink on third down. All right. It's Dukes and Bell. We wanted to get to that.
So we brought you clarity, and then we clouded the clarity.
It happens. We got Guy Talk coming up. Also, Steve Coonan, Hawks CEO, is going to join us. Hawks on a 4-game win streak. They look good. And Jalen Johnson is showing the rest of the league what he's capable of. We'll get into all of that with Steve Coonan and more right now, though. Let's talk some dogs. First time dogs have hosted Texas. Georgia, by the way, 2-0. We're talking about since the first time they joined the SEC, right? You got to go back to the 50s if you talk about Georgia and Texas meeting up in Athens.
Right. They played, remember that Sugar Bowl game where they got Ugga
2018.
They got Ugga too close to Bevo, right?
Yep.
And that, of course, that's the old SEC excuse. Well, we're not in the championship, so who cares about that game?
Yeah. 18, Texas beat them. And, you know, this
is
SEC
Tom Herman?
Thing.
Is that Tom Herman?
It was. Right. I believe it was. But this SEC thing, Georgia is 2-0 versus the Longhorns since they joined the SEC. Mike, Archie Manning is coming off of back-to-back 300-plus passing performances. It was Miss State. They were down in that game. He had to throw them back into it. Vandy, they were up in that game until they weren't, and then Vandy made a run. Either way, where are you with Arch right now? It was the hype that we talked about at the beginning of the season, because coming into this game, let's be honest, if he doesn't play well, he's going to get killed again because there's another big game.
I mean, think about the hype when Eli Manning, first when Peyton came out, but then, you know, that's Arch, for a lot of folks, Arch Manning, they don't remember who he was. You know, Archie Manning, the amazing, great quarterback on horrible Saints teams in the 70s. But then by the time you got to Peyton establish himself and then Eli goes to Ole Miss, right?
Yep.
There was pressure there, but social media didn't exist as it does. So all the hype, all the expectation, everything, this kid's going to, you know, it was way too much. And to throw him to the Wolves against Ohio State, I mean, there were some goofy play calls by Sark in that game. Their defense certainly did a great job. But now you look at the Florida game, which was woof, and then Billy Napier is kind of hanging out with, you know, talking to the coaching staff and giving them some advice. Okay, but I think they're light years from where they were against Florida in Gainesville.
I do
the
too.
Last few games.
No, I do too, and I think they're healthier.
The receivers, weren't the receivers banged up a bit in that one too?
It was the O-line.
O-line.
They revamped the O-line. But the Dogs' run defense is still top 20. I mean, they're 12th in the nation. So there is going to be pressure on Arch to deliver the football. But let's talk about the other side of this. And that is our – I don't even want to say how astonished we are with Gunnar Stockton. But I guess, Mike, now it's just a respect level. You got to respect it. Tennessee was the wow moment, right? Then the Auburn comeback, you're like, okay, this kid's got – he's got huevos. Then you go, all right, what else is he going to do? And then you've the Ole Miss game, and you go, okay, well, you know what? He's built a certain way. And Barbara Dooley, if you missed it yesterday, came on and was just like – we played the soundbite where Paul Feinbaum's like, well, I guess I owe him an apology because I thought he'd be selling insurance.
Right.
And this kid has just been incredible. And I said to Mike, and I'll say it again all week long, Gunner's playing better, I think, than any other quarterback right now in the SEC. So, Mike, is that the difference in this game, that Gunner does Gunner things and all of a sudden, even if it is a close game late, you just have the trust that he's going to be able to help you win the game?
Right. Gunner Stockton is a gun. I'll do the shot. He's a gunslinger.
He's a gunslinger.
I like this guy. Look, with the exception of maybe five plays in the Alabama game, I think Mike Bobo has had a really good season. I think Bobo's done a great job. Yes, you know, you want to get the ball more to your playmakers. Like you spent all the money to get these transfers in. Let's use them. But the tight ends have emerged of late. Maybe the tight ends become a bigger factor in this game. You know, run the ball. You want to try to run the ball against that rugged Texas defense. But Gunnar Stockton is delivering. The knock earlier in the season was he was struggling on his throws in the zone. That's not a problem anymore. He's making all the throws anywhere against any defense. And so, again, I always, you know, us on the show, man, it's easy to crap on Bobo. Everybody does it. But I think Bobo has been really good this year. And Gunner's, you know, you're seeing how he's reaping the benefits.
I agree. Close game, just going around the room. I do think it'll be a close game.
Yeah.
Do you feel like this is a 14-point game?
Field goal?
No, I don't either.
Yeah, less than
The thing with Sark is just – Sark is going to have a really good game plan because he's had 2 weeks to prepare.
Sure.
And I'm not trying to just, you know, poke you and, you know, get go, you know, goad you or get you –
get a rise?
Get your goat – get a rise out of me, baby. Yeah, baby. But it's just Sark does do some things in crunch time, which, you know – and this is – we're talking about purely at Texas. Nothing to do with his time at USC or Washington, but at Texas. How does he manage – we'll say it, I hate it – those high-leverage situations, right, with the game or a drive or, you know, where does Sark have this dialed in? Where, you know, because Arch feeds off his confidence and they make the play. And Georgia's defense has gotten quickly off to a horrible start. Teams are just getting quickly on them for three touchdowns. Now Georgia's defense is not letting that happen. So Georgia's, that's why this will be, could this be the best, like, of the, like, Olive, you know, Frazier? I mean, is this going to be the best of the three games with Georgia and Texas? Or do you think the SEC championship was pretty darn good on its own right?
No, it was a really good game. And Texas, again, they had the guys to get it done. Georgia made the plays. And again, give credit to Gunner. He came into that game, Mike. They didn't miss a beat. I mean, the kid, he played tough. Let's go back, though, and you talk about these moments with Sark. Here's the reason why there's pressure on Sark, and this is a forgotten thing when your team's 7-2 and you've already lost the conference game. They were number one in the country. That wasn't because everybody likes Texas. It was because the talent on the team said that that's probably where they should be. And, Mike, now you're talking about the 10th ranked team in the country and a team that has, you know, again, two losses on its resume that can't go into Athens and lose on Saturday night.
Right.
So the talent is what we're talking about. This is his most talented team. Once you get talented, guys, that's when I start to judge you. I don't judge you when your team's bad. I don't judge you when you're supposed to be good. This team was good coming into the season, and it feels like there's been, you know, these losses. Why are you losing? Is it coaching? A lot of people look at Sark, and they blame him. They also blame the development of Arch Manning. And let me say this about Arch, by the way. I told the story yesterday about how close he was going to Georgia, and he even admitted it this week, saying, hey, I was close. That's a good team. I've seen him on tape. But Kirby said this about Arch, and I thought this was interesting. He said, look, this wasn't about me or our university recruiting him because of the celebrity factor. We recruited him because of the tape.
Right.
We thought he was a really good quarterback, and that's why we wanted him. I think that Kirby's about winning. He don't care what your name is.
No, but that's the ultimate irony, because you could win, you know, with a lesser-known quarterback. You've had, you know, big-time recruits come through Georgia. But, you know, and Gunner was a four-star, right, Day-Day, going back to Gunner? Gunner was a four-star. But still, there would be something kind of cool – you know, about having somebody like that, like Stetson Bennett, like having, now, even though, again, he's a legitimate recruit in his own right, going up against a guy with all the hype that Arch has and getting the win.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, man. We can't wait to see what happens, and we'll be talking about it with you, obviously, coming off the weekend. But I do like the Dogs in this spot, only being at home and only because I've seen more of the clutch in their quarterback. That's why. And if it's going to come down to that, and I feel like it might, look, Arch may surprise us, Mike, and may be able to pull out a magical moment, but I'm rolling with Gunner and saying he's done it more this season. Right. And maybe as we get into next year and Arch gets more seasoning, he is that guy. Right now, I think he's still trying to find his footing. He's playing well, but he's not playing as well as Gunner.
To me, it's on Sark. Sark's got to, you got to dial up the winners, man. Dial up those play call winners.
All right, guys, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, got a couple of stories for you. Are you using Morgan Freeman's voice on a tweet or AI? Better watch out. You may get a cease and desist from Red at Shawshank. Also coming up, hey, you got a little problem down below?
Maybe what are you talking about?
Well, maybe you're wearing tight jeans, but it doesn't look like you're packing enough punch.
Okay.
You know what Spanx do for ladies' backsides?
Yeah.
Somebody's come up with drawers for your front side, boys.
Really?
Now, granted,
how much does it add, though?
Well, that's the thing, because once you get home, there's got to be no truth in advertising. We'll explain that and a heartwarming dog story, too. It's Guy Talk next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Where to play is play. After having that amazingly cold spurt, came back from Berlin. It was actually warmer over there than it was here, Carl, when we rolled in on Monday night. But now we're back to like what we like living in Atlanta for. It'd be nice, man. 60s and 70s for people to be tailgating before Georgia takes on Texas.
Beautiful.
It'll be nice, man. Maybe play some G early in the day before your team, you know, hit some football on Saturday evening. Yesterday, came home from work. Carl and I were doing the show. Thanks again to everybody who showed up at Joe's Sports Bar and Grill and Alfred. Great time, great food, great bar food. And many of the other locals said I should try one of them pizzas. So I got one of them old-fashioned, gigantic, you know, 16-inch pizzas loaded with meat on it. Because I'm not a real bacon on pizza guy, but the dogs love it. So I can have mine and throw the bacon on the floor, and they don't bother me. I'll eat my food. So come in last night, and, you know, it's kind of cute. You know, every once in a while when the dogs get into some trouble, When we adopted our last dog, this golden doodle Ellie, we wondered if she and Ike would, you know, get along. Well, over now 4 months together, not only are they getting along, Carl, they're in cahoots.
With doing what?
I guess my wife didn't shut the pantry door, and so I come home into the kitchen, and the small dog's bag of dog food has been ripped open. Mm. It is all over the place, and both dogs are sitting on the couch, literally looking like Jabba the Hutt or Violet from Willy Wonka. Remember when she was so fat she couldn't move? Violet, you're turning violet. So, I mean, I couldn't even yell because it was kind of funny, and I was looking at her, I go, did you do this? And both heads literally simultaneously both turn away like 180 degrees. So it's just one of those moments where you just go, you little bandits getting into it. But that was my night last night. Break out the vacuum and pick up the food.
I was going to say, was it a big cleanup?
Yeah, that wasn't. Yeah, by the time the game started,
well, did they have it everywhere or just in the kitchen?
Just all over the place. Okay. Yeah, okay. You know. And by the way, Day-Day, I mean, how the heck did I pass you last night? You had a 30-minute start on me last night.
I don't know if I'd admit that if I.
Yeah,
was
let's not even go down this.
No. I have no problem because it goes to all the stories I've heard about how fast Mike Bell drives.
No, again, used to, not anymore. You just drive very slowly.
Wait a minute. He had a 30-minute start, and you caught him last night.
Apparently, exactly. So. All I know from Day-Day is like, was that you just passing me? I have no recollection of this, sir.
Wow.
What are you driving Miss Daisy?
Mind you,
what are you,
traffic.
Hawk? What are you driving Miss Daisy over there? What are you doing?
Dude, you drive fast.
I don't think so. I think you drive slow. Anyway, but got home last night and had to deal with the dog dilemma. Hey, when's the last time you had your annual? I know you've been going through some tests because you always want to make sure you're tip top.
Well, that's what started this. At the beginning of last year, I want to say February of last year is what, you know, I had my annual, which some of those tests came back and I was like, oh, that looks concerning. We should run more tests because, well, that's what doctors do.
Yep.
And then you find yourself, you know, months into this thing. But yeah, I had mine in February, but I will tell you, man, knock wood, everything looked good. I feel like everything is, you know, we now know more information about what we were concerned about, and it looks good. So why? What's something going on?
No, it just, I got a really, it's a cool doctor since I moved to Peachtree City. Guy's name is Dr. Jake Mitchell, young guy, you know, and he's a cool dude. And every time we have the annual, and my cholesterol, hopefully do the blood work, see how far down it goes.
Yep.
Because I had a little heart scare back in February, but we're talking, he goes, be honest with me. He goes, what's the alcohol servings per week? I'm like, what? He goes, you know, how many alcohol servings per
had
week?
Had he taken blood before he asked you this?
Yes, you know, this before. because he was going over my notes from last year, and I think probably last year I said 15.
Okay.
15 servings, which he said is too much.
All right.
And I'm like, well, wait a minute.
That's two drinks a day.
It's 3 days in a weekend. 5 drinks a day. That's, I mean, let's be honest, I'm lying on those numbers.
You're talking about Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yes.
Got you. Football season.
You know, and my Thursdays go harder than most people's Saturdays.
Okay.
And you feel the same way.
Yep.
But I just feel like, I mean, Winston Churchill drank all day and lived to be like 90. Smoked like 10 cigars a day. So I just had that conversation where, you know, you want to be straight with him. He goes, you know, you really, because that's too much. I go, well, Doc, I go, come on.
Yeah.
I go, think, well, I go, Falcons game alone. That'd be 5 beers at a Falcons game. Minimum. You know, I mean.
They're cheap.
Thank you.
They're cheap.
I'm getting no support from behind the glass.
Arthur Blank for making everything so affordable.
How many servings of alcohol would you consume in a week?
Depends on the week.
Okay, well, give me a round it off.
Maybe 3 or 4.
That's it? Three or four drinks?
I got 2 kids at the house. They're enough alcohol.
You should be drinking more.
I don't know. My parents drank a lot when I was a kid.
House
of baby sleep.
You should be drinking more.
I have all my wits because the little jokers are they're tricky.
All right. I mean, I guess, you know, I have to reevaluate my situation. I know you're going to have like 2 per week.
Yeah, actually, that's probably about right. And it's more so just because I'm too busy to drink.
What am I working in Salt Lake City? Am I losing my mind?
He said I'm too busy to drink.
Too busy to drink.
Mike's like I had 14.
I mean, you got one dude with like 5 kids and one dude who's a new dad with 2 kids. And Danny's always on the road.
I mean,
we're the wrong people to ask that question to, Mike Bell. I'm sorry.
I mean, if you go to a bar, you're gonna have one drink in a bar, okay?
When do I have time to go to a bar during the week?
Oh, for God's sakes. I can rationalize my alcoholic consumption no matter what my doctor says.
So wait, what did he say about it?
He said it was too much.
You told him?
I said 15 servings per week, which is a total lie.
But yes. But
I said that he said that's too much.
Okay.
And I was over probably, I was being very conservative in the estimate.
The number is over that then, yes.
But I do think there are certain people who are predisposed. And I said to Carl when I first met you years ago in New Orleans, I'm Irish, Portuguese, Italian with some scotch. I am an X-man, Carl. I've got a second liver and a third kidney, it seems, at times.
Yeah, yeah. No, look, some can go harder than others. But
right.
I will say it is that When you see that, like the consumption on paper, right.
when you check marks and
do stick
marks.
It just doesn't seem right.
Right.
All right. And I'm not saying, for those of you who like do not drink at all, fine. Right. But I always tell the doctors, like, hey, casual. Like, meaning right. we go out, we're at events, we do things. I'm going to have a cocktail. I mean, that's how it is. Most people, I think that's how it is. I don't think, Mike, unless you're just a raging alcoholic.
And, right.
But I don't think people go home and just pour 5 or 6 drinks right. at home, right, on any given night. It's usually an event, a game, something that leads right. you to, I had more today than I normally would.
My routine Sundays, if it's not a Falcons game, you know, I'm at home, or Saturday afternoon.
Or
watching.
If they lose.
Well, that's true. You're driving me to drink.
Driving me to drink.
But you know, like a Saturday, you're watching football outdoors, if you're lucky enough to have the outdoors set up. Mm-hmm. Smoking a cigar. Carl and I are big cigar guys. Anyway, I'm getting no love from behind the glass. Screw you guys. Bunch of teetotalers.
I can't get drunk watching bubble guppies
Paw
Patrol.
That's the thing. I'm not saying I'm getting drunk. I'm just drinking 5 or 6
even
drinks.
It feels weird. It's not
like I was like Foster Brooks. Hey, kids, do you want to play with your tinker toys? No, I'm just saying some of us handle it better than others.
I can't have a beer and watch bubble guppies or watch blue. Like, that's just weird to be drinking.
No,
like,
I agree with that. I get
throw
that.
One back and watch a bluey.
I'm not getting any moral support here. Hey, what do you think of the Patriots? Screw it. What do you think of the Patriots uniforms last night?
I didn't like them.
I was kind of met. Day-Day, what did you think of those bad boys last night? Storm
cool.
blue uniform was picked because it's, quote, again, this is the marketing game. It's rugged, weathered, and worn in like the coastline after a gale.
I didn't like it.
They had three red stars on one side of the neck, three on the other, by the V-neck to denote, of course, the 6 championships. One of those coming at our expense.
Yeah, throwing it in our face.
But, I mean, some people can take them or leave them. I'm old school, you know. I'd rather see him go with, like, the old, you know, Patriot. Was it Patriot Pat or Pete, whatever his name is? The old school logo. The Mighty Ducks might be winning the giveaway war. There's an article in Barstool today. They gave away some pretty cool stuff the first weekend of the season in the NHL. Everybody who attended had one of those, like, duck masks. So it was like a duck mask. So it's like a goalie mask, old school, with the chin sticking out like the duck.
Kind of like
the logo.
I like, by the way, great movie, by the way.
And great logo. I mean, it really is. And those guys, you know, it was a novelty at time for Disney, but they won a championship. They gave away Crocs that have, like, webbed feet that look like a duck's foot the other night. Isn't that kind of cool? I mean, for being at the pool, I think your kids will dig it. But anyway, I just saw this. Anaheim Ducks says, if it walks like a duck, scores, your duck clogs at our game on November 22nd. It's just kind of a cool marketing idea. Kind of neat.
It is. Know? It is. Look, I like stuff like this. Right. I don't know. I mean, do we do enough of this? I know the Braves have those special nights and whatnot, right. but like, I
the Braves,
like this.
I would say
stuff.
The Braves bobbleheads are probably the best in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, they do a great
especially,
job.
Especially, you know, with Outkast and all that. Did I tell you Big Boy gave our neighbor a dog?
Deborah, no, Frenchie?
Yeah, Deborah, who plays bass. It's called like a Merle, so it's like kind of a spotted
because he used to
bulldog.
He used to breed Frenchies. I don't know if he still does.
I think Deborah's going to get to play. It's one of our neighbors, the great people, but she may get to play bass at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction.
Oh, very yeah. Well, they are. You're talking about when?
Yeah. Yeah, the one that came? Yeah, she's in that. So you see a woman playing bass? That's Deb.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
Great person. Great people. But the dog is adorable. All right. Morgan Freeman apparently is not happy that AI is going bananas, using him for everything. Because you can use a Morgan Freeman sounding voice. Everybody's doing memes. And, of course, everybody's got a line. Just like, you know, if we lose the game, you know, Mike and Carr walk through 500 yards of foulness, leaving the Falcons-Carolina game. I just don't want to think about it. Everybody's doing it. Well, now guess what? Morgan's lawyers are lawyering up.
Okay.
And I don't think Morgan's using Morgan and Morgan. But Morgan's people said his lawyers are very, very busy tackling unauthorized AI uses of his voice that left the actor feeling PO'd. He was doing an interview with The Guardian saying, quite a few. He's the only thing that he has given to us, stuff you seem doing commercials for. Whether it's different medicines or, you know, legitimate products. James Earl Jones did license his voice basically forever to be used for Darth Vader.
Yeah.
In time immemorial, which is kind of cool. Morgan, you got to deal with his people because he's got to cut a deal. And I don't blame him.
I don't either. He's 88. For those who don't know, Morgan didn't really become a movie star until like his 40s. Okay.
Right. He was Easy Reader on not Sesame Street. It was the Electric Company.
Electric Company,
which was
correct.
When you were kids, that was the coolest.
But I just recently saw something, and I don't even know where it was, where it may have been one of those late night shows where he comes on and they had him read something. And it was just funny because his voice is so well known. But if I'm him, I'm doing this too, Mike, because hell, he's in some of these late night commercials that we talk about.
By the way.
And he's reading this stuff, and it's like, I know I don't need this, but damn, he makes it interesting.
I will say this, though. The new commercial he's doing, if you've got AMDR.
Yes.
How many illnesses are there? I wonder if I can watch TV and never have to watch a pharmaceutical commercial, it'll be too soon. One last story for you in Guy Talk. All right, guys, if you don't have a good enough bulge, $40 underpants are like a push-up bra for men stuff.
I don't need this.
I know you don't need it. And Day-Day doesn't need it, and certainly Oren doesn't need it.
But go ahead and tell us about it.
But those who do, Marks & Spencer has come up with a new weapon in the Battle of the Bulge, form-fitting boxer trunks that apparently lift and not separate, but push up to create the impression you're dealing with a little bit more down below.
Seriously, though.
The Super Snug Secret Support Trunks feature, quote, an internal pouch designed to provide exceptional comfort, added support, and a discreet lift, according to their website.
Okay, so how much more are we looking at, though?
Well, I mean, it makes it look like you got a little bit more going on down there.
I'm just curious.
Carl?
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you're going to do it, do it. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, the manhood maximizing pants, they run around $37 a pair. This, according to the New York Post.
So can they fit in any pants?
Apparently so. Okay. I mean, it's just got to fit under your jeans. Some jeans are tighter than others, but if you want to really...
That just doesn't sound like a good idea for a guy.
Right.
What are you talking about? Some guys out here need help.
But then once she sees...
Well, that's your step. Once you get her home,
once
she's going to
cry.
Where's the beef?
What do you mean? Can't you excuse yourself for a second and then come back in? Do you have to do it? Like, come on.
No. I'm saying she's going to probably have an idea.
These make you look like Mark Wahlberg and a Calvin Klein head. You ain't packing that kind of punch, sailor.
This reminds me of when was Ontario Smith had the instrument to help him pass the urine test.
The
Wizinator, so to speak. Right. Yeah. Just put one of those down there, I guess.
You ever seen Spinal Tap Day-Day? Harry Shearer's character, Derek Small, is the bass player. They're going through the metal detector at the airport. He's got a cucumber wrapped in tinfoil stuffed down his jeans. Again, for guys needing a little more help, go check them out. But again, designed by former male models, by the way, if you're looking to actually extend your package, as it were. There's Guy Talk on a Friday.
Best Morgan Freeman movie? I'm just looking through his catalog.
Oh, there's so many. We could do a whole show on it.
That's my point. Dude. And I don't realize how many damn movies this guy's been in. But I love Unforgiven.
Glory was great.
Look, Million Dollar Baby was a good movie.
The guy is excellent. I mean, his quality of work, his relationship with Clint Eastwood later in his days, everything he's ever done is great. Right.
Seven.
John Doe has the upper hand. Stay away.
Yeah. Glory.
What's in the box?
Glory? I mean, like, his... Mike, even these Olympus Has Fallen.
Well, let's not go that far.
I'm serious.
March of the Penguins.
If just for action, Kiss the Girls. I'm just going through this catalog.
Yeah, Kiss the Girls and Along Came the Spider.
Wow. All right.
And he's got the last line in Seven. Does the Hemingway quote at the end of Seven? So cool.
All right, man. We got more to get to. Great stuff, Mike. And also, we're going to talk to our man Steve Koonin, Hawks CEO. No trade, no problem. Hawks are rolling right now. Steve Koonin joins us next.
Ew. Oh. What?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help. You save.
Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Let's talk to the CEO of our Atlanta Hawks, Steve Kuenen. Our weekly visit. We've been doing this. I told somebody because they asked me, how long has Steve been doing your show?
This is our 27th year. Steve's been along for the ride. That's amazing.
That's not true. But I said for over a decade. And they were like, really? What CEO does a show like this for over a decade? I said, well, that's why we love Steve. So, Steve, I know we don't you know, pat you on the back enough for that, but we do appreciate your time and all the things you've contributed over the years. Hey, everybody's talking about the Hawks, man, because we got a four-game win streak, mm-hmm. but we're playing so well right now without Trey on the floor. Is this good or bad? How do you view this? Because some people see this and they go, oh, are we better or worse without him? And now you start this judgment thing. What do you think? Steve?
Yeah, your phones went dead.
Oh, sorry. Well, we got you now.
No, I'm sorry.
Did you hear my question?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you missed a huge introduction where I was like,
oh, man.
It was incredible.
Steve, we kissed your butt, man.
Oh, we were loving on you and all. You missed it. But nevertheless.
Hey guys.
Yeah.
You know this is recorded and I can check that.
You can go back. I was asking about this team on a four-game win streak with no Trey. And, there are people who watch the NBA say, oh, man, the Hawks are playing so well without him. Are they better without him? And Mike and I got into this debate this morning on our Behind the Curtain show that we do online. Well, I just feel good about these young guys developing. Where are you at on this?
I'm with you. I mean, the other thing is great talk radio fodder, but come on. You know, you can't have that kind of conversation. They're playing very well together. The number of assists are eye-popping, and the shooting percentage is kind of amazing. And then you've got Okongwu, who, unbelievable, 32.9, right. I believe.
Yep.
Jalen put up a stat line that's never been done in the history of the NBA. And Vic Preci is shooting like something we've never seen before. So I'm just enjoying it and knowing Coach Quinn's getting everybody touches and getting the ball moved around. And, you know, till last night, our defense has really, really, really been, you know, top notch. But that game last night was a track meet, and it sure was fun to watch.
And that's what we thought we were signing up for. You know, really good transition back, baskets, transition defense, tremendous three-point shooting. And Okongwu, as you said, I mean, that's perfect because you take some of the pressure, off of Kristaps Porzingis, who got a night of rest last night. And that's exactly how the season should play out. And again, Steve, for the record, Carl and I, I'm not one of these guys who thinks they're better without Trey. Steak did go very passive-aggressive, though, on social media, sort of insinuating it. So take it up with Mr. Shapiro. But, no, I mean, if anything, it shows you now Quinn's got to meld it so that Jalen Johnson has that kind of success and that kind of rhythm with his shooting when Trey is on the floor.
Absolutely. I mean, it's about the team playing together as a team. And what's encouraging is you're really seeing some great play without Trey on the floor, who is an all-star. I mean, let's not forget for a second, he is an all-star, four-time, a great player. And he hasn't had a chance to gel with these guys, but it's really kind of fun what's happening. It really is. And in my mind, Tuesday night against Detroit here in Atlanta, which I urge everybody to come to, will be a test.
Yes.
We'll see. Well learned. They are a tough, nasty group. They are tough. Their center Duren and their guards are big and strong, and we'll see how we do against them. I'm really excited for the matchup. I think it's going to be one of the better games of the year.
I agree with you. And this has been a good road trip for us. It's Steve Kuenen, Hawk CEO, guys, joining us here on Dukes and Bell. We will get back to Falcons as they get ready for Carolina. In our Falcon Report at 5 o'clock, we'll talk more college football as the Dogs get a chance to host Texas. I want to ask you about how the public can lead a team to make a decision. Because I feel like that's what happened with the Mavericks. With Nico Harrison, whether management ownership was behind him trading Luka, and obviously at the time they allowed it to happen, so they were. But the public led to this organization having to respond. And Steve, right. You know, for everything that we say, like, hey, we don't let the public make our decisions, the Mavs just did.
Do you really believe that?
Or Mark Cuban made them do
it. Every game, Steve, they were chanting, fire Nico. They couldn't get away from it.
Okay, but do you – I mean, I hear you. I've read it. But I think at the end of the day, it was so obvious that they made a horrible decision.
Okay.
You could say it was the fans, but I think it was also their record and their competitive set. And I also believe that the whole thing was handled in a very unique fashion. Usually when you are looking to move a top talent, you go try to get the highest offer rather right. than deal in secrecy with one team.
Correct.
So, you know, I think that if you're, and don't forget Patrick Dumont, it was a new owner. I mean, he hadn't even been in the seat 6 months when this lands on his desk from a team that was in the championship series, the finals, the year before. So I think he probably said, well, I have to trust what these folks are saying. And I think he lost the trust. So I think the fans always have a say. They vote with their wallets. They vote with their behavior. But at the end of the day, you have to run your business. And I don't think that one was a stretch. Do you?
No. It's just to me, we said it, you just touched on it. I mean, how do you not put it out there to the highest bidder, get the maximum package? And as you said, you kind of did this thing secretly in a vacuum, and it didn't make sense then. It makes less sense now.
Yeah, I mean, you go get AD and Austin Reaves in a first-round pick. Okay. You know? Okay, I can see that. Austin Reaves is scoring 30 points a game. But, you know, and then one of the things that I found was really interesting, and we've talked about this, the giant factor that luck comes into this. Mm-hmm. You get AD and he's injured for, 40 of the 49 games you have him. You know, Kyrie blows out an ACL. So I think the gods were, like, pissed. Mm-hmm. Of how stupid the trade was, and then they punished the Mavericks. And then, of course, they get the first pick in the draft, Cooper Flagg. So make up your mind, gods.
3-9 on the season, by the way. Kyrie is not back, and that's what Steve's talking about as well. It's they've not started great. That pressure was looming. I just feel like if you – pick an arena. It doesn't matter. Every time you go to the arena and they're chanting, fire this guy – I mean, at some point, the owner's like, okay, I can't deal with this anymore. And now he's apologizing to Mavs fans. I don't know how bad it's going to be for how long, but it's an interesting scenario that we witnessed in the NBA and how to handle these things.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think one of the things that you have to do is build real thick skin and not read comments on the internet, especially the ones by Mike.
What?
Just historically, Mike.
Well, no, you're not the OC for the Falcons. He's back, man. We got a love affair right now with the Falcons. You guys, you're the guys doing your job. Right.
I'm trying my hardest to do my job. I'm trying to win the love and affection of our fans and bring, you know, a championship to Atlanta. But I'm really glad I don't work in Dallas.
No. Right. And right now, again, it's early on, but we're right where we need to be in one of those top six, you know, seeds. And you said it. Detroit, by the way, for those who don't know, that's our next home game. We remain on the road. It's Steve Kuenen. He is the Hawks CEO here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hawks at Phoenix. Okay, that's Sunday night. All right, we just played Utah. They're still on the West Coast. And then we come home Tuesday. Detroit right now, and I haven't looked at their schedule, but they're 10-2. They are – atop the Eastern Conference, guys. And that's what Steve's talking about. This is not a team. They got a superstar in Cunningham. I mean,
they like a year jump on us as far as a reboot.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. But they've got a nice squad. And everybody thought it'd be the Knicks or the Sixers. It's actually the Pistons, the Cavs. They're in front of the Cavs. So that's why it's going to be a test for us on Tuesday.
Absolutely. By the way, speaking of scoreboard watching, I'm addicted to watching Pelican games now.
2-9
I recommend it.
And for those who don't follow Steve's gist, we do get their unprotected pick. No matter where they finish, we get it. It's ours, thanks to their management.
And they have the Luka-led Lakers tonight.
Yes, they do.
Mm. So. Yeah. Let's go, Luka. Thank you, Nico.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, he's motivated. Great point, Steve. We will watch that throughout the course of the season.
Where is this game, Carlos? Is it New Orleans or this is Los Angeles?
I think it's in New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine.
By the way,
that's
can you stick crawdaddies in your pockets for basketball game?
Did you see our Laker game?
Yes. Yes, we did.
Have you ever seen a gate like that for a G League game?
No.
That was unbelievable.
It really was. It really was.
It truly was. You always take a chance, and I felt terrible that LeBron and Trey, the superstars, were out. It was one of the better Hawks games I've seen in a long time. The fans loved it.
Right.
But when you look at the stat sheet, there were a lot of guys that none of us had seen play before. So.
Right. But all those guys, that have their Yankee hats, we always say to Carl and I joking around, their Dallas Cowboys jackets and their Lakers jerseys. Those guys paid for the ride and they were there. And there's nothing more satisfying for Hawks fans than just basically telling those fans, get your hat, get your coat, get your out the door. And that was great interplay with the fans that night.
I'm not going to say I didn't smile and enjoy it, even though it wasn't the best guest services when you tell them to get their ass out of the building. But, that was kind of fun.
Four game
something point.
Hey, and a 4-game win streak, Steve. This is great. I mean, and now, as we said, now we've got to mold it when Trey finally. And by the way, can you give us any insight to when Trey is coming back?
I cannot. Even if I could, after everything that's gone down,
Roger that.
Yeah.
All right, Steve. Let's see what these dogs do against Longhorns. Should be a fun weekend. We appreciate
should
you as always.
Should be a close contest. I'm thinking we're only going to win by 35 to 50.
You should put a bet on this one, Carl.
35. What? Excuse me?
You should put a bet on this one, Steve.
No, you're talking to Steve. I'm not betting this one. But I am looking forward to a great game. I'm with you. I think it is going to be a fun game.
No, like if you're
a Texas fan.
Yeah, like if Steve,
that's right.
Like if Steve loses, he's going to wear a cowboy hat to work.
No. We have a bet from last year you haven't paid off yet.
What?
Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, what bet? You were going to sell beer.
That wasn't the bet. I was going to put my feet up on your desk and play CEO for a day was the
bet.
That's
if you won, but we kicked your ass and your team lost.
Yeah, but we never followed through on you. What, you want to re-up now?
Double or nothing, double down on a bet you never
made.
All right, fair
done.
Enough. Fair enough. I cannot wait to put these kicks up. On your desk.
If you win, all you are is even.
That's true. All right, bet. We got it going. I forgot about that. We sure did. That was last year. Maybe it was the SEC championship. Yeah, I think it was the championship game.
The SEC game.
All right, Steve, man. Enjoy the weekend. Have fun. And appreciate you as always.
All right. Go Hawks. Go Falcons. Go Dogs.
Right on.
There he is. Steve Koonin, Hawks CEO. All right, guys. We got a lot more to chop up, including the latest on our Falcons injuries as we get ready for Sunday and your confidence level. No, I'm being serious. You know what? I kind of think this Michael Penix thing might help us.
Oh.
We'll talk about it when we come back. Stay there. It's Friday on Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.